And I wonder what you dream about when you're sleeping and when I hold you. Do you remember some of the many, many stories that I told you? And if you find yourself in Alaska, curled up by a big bear, and if you feel like there is a big paw going through your hair, well, I hope that you hear a song to your ear with a groove so jazzy and a voice so clear, you see. Don't you worry about to their gods, and you saw the holy shore infested with sea lions and kelp, and you saw the sovereign king crying for help, and then you moved your hip and you tightened your grip. Maybe you bring your letter
of you. Whenever we perform and there's a lot of people who are sitting at tables with little candles, it makes me feel like I have to do a little comedy, a little joke or something. Especially since, as you have seen, there's a nice portrait of Jay Leno on the wall, and you might want to look from closer. I don't know. Another song, maybe. Thank you. I was your disciple and you were my guide. And now the choice is made and the wrong is done. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. And I remember the drugs we did. I was drinking the opium and you were smoking weed. There are healthier things that I now get high on. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. I have no home and I have no house. I am quiet like a mouse, but I can fight like a giant. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion.
And kindle the candle on your chandelier. Looks like gold, but I know it's made of iron. And I will meet you next year in Zion. Next year in Zion. I have no home and I have no house. I am quiet like a mouse, but I can fight like a giant. And I will meet you next year.
Thank you very much again. Thank you.
halfway down to Rhode Island. They said they had a room for me there with an incredible view. I said my home is nowhere if it's without you. And every house is full of dogs and full of bugs. In a city full of guns and full of thugs.
She said, David,
how long till you can see her?
And I said, you know, friend, the sooner would be the better.
Do you really think she's going to wait for you? You know, there is no way to say, and there is nothing I can do. Well, there is no way to say, and there is nothing I can do.
Going to wait for me, or it's your-
nowhere to say it. Nothing I can do. Nowhere to say it. There's nothing I can do. Bongo drums, you know, they look very good, they're very small, you can carry them on the plane if you want, and entertain yourself with bongo drums while flying. Here is Neyman on the bongo drums. And this song is called When We Were Still Friends. Amigo, we're back to wherever we started. The indigo turned black and we're both brokenhearted. There are pictures of us, but the colors will fade. And soon I will just be rain on your parade. We are on different tracks and on opposite ends. But tell me, was it any different when we were still friends? When you look down to the valley from the top of a mountain, when you throw down a silver coin in a fountain, and you wish that you were back in the land where you were raised, and you wish that you were back in the crowd where you were praised, where a show is performed and where the audience attends. Tell me, was it any different when we were still friends?
When you're turning your back on me.
my love. I sing and play guitar. We're very happy to be here in Santa Barbara. We've been driving through Santa Barbara before. It's the first time we stopped and performed. So it feels good. I heard you got a shark alarm recently. Here's a song I wrote after a shark alarm. My girlfriend was very afraid of sharks. I wrote this song for her. Baby's scared of the dark. She says the night is full of monsters. But when I press my body against hers, I kiss her goodnight and I count to four, two, three. My baby's not scared of the dark anymore. My baby's afraid of fire. She sees visions of flames and intense heat. But when I call her name, it makes her heart beat. She sees waves of water breaking onto the shore. My baby doesn't fear no fire. She doesn't fear no fire no more. My baby's scared of thunder. She hates it when there are storms at night. But when I hold her in my arms real tight, she goes back to sleep and starts to snore. My baby's not scared of thunder. She's not scared of thunder anymore. And then she's like, David, come here. Stay with me for a minute. Take away my fear and take me where it is quiet. David, come here and sing something ace. Whisper it in my ear and make my place a safe place.
She didn't ask for a pony, but wanted to play the violin.
She figured the fiddle wasn't too loud, and the range of the instrument would suit her. Oh, how the master was proud, and he would promptly hire a tutor. And indeed, it didn't take long to pick a name on a classified list. Not only Samuel knew many songs, but he was renowned as an artist. And then the master said, "Perfetto." And with a motion of hand, he sent someone down to the ghetto to get a hold of this talented man. From then on, Samuel would be allowed. He was in the home of the master, who told him it is one thing to please a crowd, but another to teach a youngster. And Samuel said, "I am reluctant to the task, but it seems like I'm not given a choice here. I will do whatever you ask, but first here is something you should hear. You know the seeking of harmony is a quest, from which a girl easily parts, for the notes reside inside her chest, and the chords all lay in her heart." And the master said, "Well, my only daughter, she has more heart than to gather all of my songs. You will be her instructor, you will teach her lessons." And the master's daughter's meditation cell, it was located right above him. And as she overheard Samuel, she already knew she would love him. And the first class was about to be arranged for the next day at 12:30. And it gave the girl of young age all morning to make herself pretty, when what she needed actually was really just to smile a little. She did it naturally. She charmed the heart of Samuel, and so as he proceeded to show how she should close her little fist to hold and maneuver the bow, they kissed. Yeah, it had crushes before her, but not quite like this one he could feel. And though he was her tutor, and she was his pupil, well, he would learn from her. Day after day, more than he would ever teach her to play, you know. She was far too young, and he was just a poor Jew, but their desire was strong, and there was nothing they could do. And the master couldn't even tell that the wonderful sounds he gushed to were not only taught by Samuel, but that they came from an impassioned flesh to it. So after each and every lesson, he told Samuel his joy, like a father to a son, like a father trust his boy. And one day the music, it was so fine and enchanted to his ears, that the master started crying. Yes, his face was wet with tears, and he said, "I can't stand it anymore hearing them practice through this wall." And he ran straight to his daughter's door, all the way across the hall. And he knocked twice, but no one answered. So, as he heard the violin, he figured it didn't really matter if he decided to step in. And the music, it was as he expected, as one from a heavenly vision. But his baby, she was playing naked on the lap of her companion. And she said, "Father, I am still your child, and I see how mad you can be, but now let me be Samuel's bride, as it means everything to me." And the father said, "You two cannot be wed. I cannot agree to this union. He is poor and he won't share your bed, as he has no religion." Well, she grabbed the nearest piece of clothing and took the master by surprise as she started playing the violin, now decent to her father's eyes. And the song that she came up with, it was the nicest song of all. She was wrapped in her lover's talith as if it were a prayer shawl. And the master said, "Well, my princess, I can tell from the beauty of this sound here that with your instructor Samuel, a true love for you is found here. Well, you two look good together. To take you apart, it would be a pity. See, I am not an abusive father, and I worship beauty. Well, in all things of man and nature, in all colors, green, green or red, in the past or in the future, in the living or the dead, and from now on and forever. May you be God's cattle and God's field. May you two remain together with my blessing as a shield. With my blessing as a shield. With my blessing as a shield.
Very happy to be here in Santa Barbara again. I said it already, but I'll say it again. My friends, it's good to see you. One last song and then we go. And if you want to hear more songs, we have our CDs. And if you want to wear a lion on your chest, we have shirts for that.
Because they made a pay.
It's true.
Yeah, Pat Boy wasn't.
Cigarette drop from the city boys.
Thank you very much, you guys. And I'd like to thank Jolie Holland for having us open for her tonight. She'll be soon, Jolie Holland. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here for Herman June.